really hate this time of year.
How come?
Because the Tour de France is on, and that's all that you watch or care about, or it's your reason to live.
I get so excited to wake up in the morning, make my coffee, get back into bed, put my headphones on because my boyfriend is sleeping within inches of my head. I'd love to have the TV on like full blast, but I'm not an asshole. I'm not rude. So I put in my little AirPods and I watch the Tour de France on NBC Sports Network. And I am, you know me, I don't know anything about sports. I'm not a sports girl at all. But me and the Tour de France and cycling, I'm so into it. And you make fun of me relentlessly. Every time I tell you something about sports ball cycling, you're always like, wait, what? Who cares? Well, I have to say, like, F you to all of that and all of your BS, because something very important happened the very first day of the tour. It's so big that everybody from Z100, the top 40 station here in New York, to the Daily News, to your local stations around the country, everybody is talking about this. There was a crash the very first day. Now, this crashes all the time. Mm-hmm. When you hear the riders after they've retired talk about their careers, they talk about, oh, I was in that crash or this crash, or when you're in the middle of crashing, here's how you feel, here's what happens. They describe it as being a victim of the worst chiropractor on the planet, the concrete. That's how they refer to it. There was a crash the very first day that was caused by one of the spectators. That's the best part.
That's like the second time this has happened.
Well, it's happened before that a spectator will run out, or a kid will run out, or a dog will run out, and like a rider will flip over or move out of the way, and that person, maybe two other people, will go out. And usually when the riders go out, it's usually people you never heard of and people that are like, that guy was never going to win anyway, or what team is he on, or who is that? This wasn't that. This was a major crash that took out dozens of riders, and some of the bold-faced names, some of the really big names in riding were involved in this. And it's the very first day. It's the first day. Like, they literally, these guys have been training all year. They did every different other, they did the Dauphiné, and they did the Tour de this and the Tour de that. And they're getting ready. The Tour de France is the pinnacle. It's the Oscars of cycling. And they've been training forever for it. It's the first day. And this stupid woman comes out in the middle of, like, literally walks into the frame, walks onto the road. And she's holding this big giant sign. And the sign says, it's in German or in Greek. It says, Alet Opa e Oma, which means go, grandma and grandpa. So it's like a shout out to her grandparents. But she steps out into the middle of the pack. In cycling, is called the Peloton. That's where that company got the word from, the name from, Peloton.
Oh, okay.
She steps out into the Peloton, which is the bulk of the riders, right in there. And one of the top riders is the first person who tries to avoid her, but you can't because she's right in the middle of the road. And he goes over, and it causes the domino effect. Dozens of riders go down. I'm going to play some of it for you. You're going to be able to, I think you can hear most of it. You'll hear the reaction of the color commentators. But for those of you watching us on Twitch, you'll be able to see for yourself what went down.
That's classified, and that is the finish climb, the Côte de Forcel loop, and that is going to be, oh, a huge crash at the side of the road. I don't know what happened there, but everyone has come down. The entire peloton has crashed.
Dozens of riders. Dozens.
Whether it was a rider at the front or something. One rider hit a fan, I think, at the side of the road.
So this guy didn't know what happened. This is all happening live. There's several feeds of this. He thinks that the rider hit the fan, not the fan came out and hit the rider, which is what happened. She steps out, and she has this big, giant sign.
It looked like Tony Martin.
Look at that.
A sign
held.
It's a pile of people.
Oh, you.
Yeah, so look at her. So here, now you see it slowly. She's stepped right out. Yeah, so she's holding this big, giant sign. It's so big that half the sign is in the road. The other half is just she's holding it. It's one of these big, long, it's a giant sign. Look at all of those riders who are down. Look at how many of them are down. There's literally dozens. And like I said, some of the biggest riders, Chris Froome, who won the Tour de France like three times, is in this pile. He was injured during this. One guy broke his elbow. Yeah, there's a bunch of riders that after this happened are no longer in the Tour de France. They had to drop out of the race because of this stupid woman.
15 riders that went across the road. No one got through there. There's a huge number of riders caught behind it as well.
All right, so it's not like NASCAR. When you get into a wreck, you still have, you can continue. You can get back on your bike and go. In NASCAR, if you wreck, you're pretty much out.
No, you can get back on your bike and go, providing that you're feeling okay and your bike is okay. What happens is, so behind the riders are cars for each team, and on the roof of each car are a bunch of extra bicycles.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a major rider and your bike is out, you wait for the car to show up and they give you a new bike and then you can continue. So if you're not badly hurt but your bike is, you can continue.
Oh, okay. So they don't care if you wreck. You're not out. Look at that. Ah, you.
Yep, there she is, just standing there.
Look
at this big giant sign. Yeah, and this is the very first day. She's just standing there. She's got her back to the riders. She's facing the camera. That's an important part of this, that she is not facing the riders and watching them come. She's got her back turned to them, and she's facing the camera so she can get on camera. So
there's a reason why a C word exists in the human language, and it's for that woman right there. You can't tell me that we should hold that C word until people like that. Because she wanted to say hello, grandma and grandpa, you bitch.
Right.
Look at what you did.
Everybody is talking about it today, and the reason is because the powers that be who run the Tour de France and who run cycling in general have decided to sue her.
Good.
They're suing her.
Good.
Because of her, all these major riders, people like Chris Froome and Tony Martin, and Alaphilippe was in the back and he ended up winning the stage, but some of the big bold-faced names in riding, the biggest riders who are riding today, were injured because of her stupidity. So they want to sue her. They now say they're going to sue her. The problem is, they found out she's a German tourist. Right after that happened, she hightails it out of there, got on a plane back to Germany. She's untraceable.
Really?
They can't find her.
Oh, they can find her. Somebody's going to see that and go, that's Amy. I know her. Somebody's going to give her up.
Right. Yeah, somebody will give her up.
I mean, people gave up people at the Capitol when I saw them on TV. And her... I mean, Germany's pretty big, but you're going to track her down.
It's not too difficult, because all you have to do is look at the flight records for during that time, that from that day till now. Look at the flight records for like 2 days from France to Germany, and then, find the females and then figure out who has a grandpa and a grandma still alive.
A bruise. Probably has a bruise on her arm.
Right.
Look for that one. Yeah. I think they should tie her up and throw things at her.
Okay, so here's my real question about this. And I'm not defending her. I'm on the side of the cyclists, these people that have been training for literally years, their whole lives, their whole careers to be in the Tour de France. This is a really big deal. Who's really responsible here? Because here's why. Just listen, hear me out. There's two ways that fans watch. There are certain areas that they know are dangerous and they do not allow fans there, or they have barricades and you're behind the barricade. Most of the Tour de France is like open, it's like open road, and people just come out and they stand there and they have signs and they wear costumes. But it's been a problem that they bring their children. The children run out in front of the bikes. There was a big case a couple of years ago that a dog had run out. And the dog were chasing the bicyclist. Nobody was injured and nobody fell over, but there was still a dog in the race,
right,
like following the cyclist, because somebody didn't control their animal. So my question is, these are fans, allegedly. I don't know if she cares about cycling or she was just there to get on television. Who is ultimately responsible? Shouldn't the racer people, shouldn't the people in charge of the Tour de France, the powers that be, have like a somebody in a car or a motorcycle that travels about a half, maybe a half mile before the riders and goes through all of this and says to people, back up, move back, sees a lady with the sign, says you can't bring that sign, go over there. You know, does something to be ahead of the pack, ahead of the group, take some responsibility. These people are worth tens of thousands of dollars for the per day. These riders, they're worth millions of dollars potentially. So why wouldn't the powers that be protect them better by telling the fans, move back, you got a dog, put it on a leash. That kid, get that kid away. Why don't they take some responsibility?
Well, and you have to rope it off. I mean, I can see building a barricade. That's a long, miles and miles and miles. That's too long. But you can put a rope up.
No, you cannot rope off France. You have to rope off all. It's 200 miles.
You can put a rope up for 200 miles. You don't have to do it all at one time. You can do it 10 miles at a time. You can put the rope up. It's not that hard. I'm sorry. There's people that do it for racing, NASCAR racing and things like that. They don't let people go out in the road. That's kind of nuts to be able to go out in the road with people riding a bike like that. Yeah, it's on them. She's a moron, complete moron, and should be tied up and eggs thrown at her and sued. But it falls back on the people that put this on.
But this has been going on forever. So there are areas of the Tour de France where they're going up really, really steep hills and they have people on both sides and they're yelling, come on, come on, you can do it. They're there to encourage them as they're going up these very steep hills. And every once in a while, you get these idiots who like will take off their clothes and run alongside the rider up the hill. Remember a couple of years ago, there was a shirtless guy who was carrying a taxidermy boar under his arm and he was running. He was running with the boar up next to the riders, which I find that very distracting, not encouraging, but they allow this. They allow, there's one guy who always dresses like Midas, you know, when they get to this one area in France, in the Alps, he's always there. You know, there's certain people that are well known as fans, as spectators that participate in that way. But for the most part, I don't know why there's no other sport where they allow, you couldn't go on the court at an NBA game and start running alongside.
There's people that do.
Michael Jordan. I don't know who's played in the past 20
there's
years.
There's people that do that get pretty close to it, and they take them out and arrest them pretty quickly. And there is car races where people line up along the side of the street, and sometimes cars run them over.
Really?
Yeah, that happens. Something like that, you have to, A, keep the public safe, and B, keep the rider safe. So that falls back on them. They're making a shit ton of money off of this race.
That's right.
So it's on them to put up 200 miles of rope. Sorry. Figure it out.
Well, that's what I said. I said they should take some responsibility, but yet they're suing this woman. They're making this her responsibility. They're suing her.
Well, she should be sued because she's a moron.
That's the height of narcissism when you're so focused on, you went all the way up. Think about this, where she is. It's not like it's right outside her house. You just walk out while it's going on. You just show up with a sign. She was in an area that you had to travel to. They shut off the roads, so you have to get there at a certain time. She waited there for hours until the Peloton made their way over just so she can walk out in front of the Peloton in the middle of the road with this sign. She planned. It's premeditated. It's premeditated spectatorism.
Yeah. Everybody's at fault. Even you're at fault for watching it. So I blame you. You're the only person in the country watching it. So I put it on you. If you weren't watching it, they wouldn't put it on TV. So, yeah, everybody should be blamed.
Excuse me. It's exciting, isn't it? Because now I have a story for you. It's not just a bunch of guys on bicycles passing each other. I just made it very interesting, didn't I?
Well, see, that's the thing. If this wouldn't have happened, it would have been like, guys riding a bike. Guys riding a bike.
You're a liar. Every year we go through this, and I always give you some story of something really interesting that happened, and I give you video or audio or something crazy going on. Remember, there was one year that the cows all ran out and the sheep, and it was a whole thing that they were like cows during the race. So I've made this very interesting for you over the years. I just did it sooner this year.